This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Broadcasting on, I'm sorry, recording on March 14th for broadcast on the 16th. This is TGO Radio. I am Brian. Sitting across from me is Jeff, producing his show producer extraordinaire, Doug Reacharound, recording today from the heat zone. We could say Jeff's house, but I guess that's not as fun as...
No, it's not.
That's the heat zone, everybody.
Yep.
Anyway,
I said, soon to be Jeff's house.
Yes.
Soon to be. We had to. So we're getting really close to closing on this, getting this deal done by the place. And the mortgage company sent an appraisal company out, you know, to do an appraisal.
Thieves.
Dude shows up and, nice dude. And, you know, he's measuring the, you know, the square feet of the house outside. He comes in and he's, you know, taking a couple of pictures and he gets to the studio and goes, oh, you do a podcast?
Oh.
Like, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
Sure do.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh, well, I said, it's a, you know, it's an adult podcast, dick and fart jokes. And, so we were in another part of the house. He goes, what's the name of that podcast? I'm like, oh, God, dude, come on, man. So I gave it to him. So, listen, dude, if you're listening, God, please don't fuck up my appraisal because of the nonsense said on this show by a character I play.
That's just that a lot of people don't understand. Like, they I had to say to my last girlfriend, the key to it is you take your own personality and you turn it up to 11. And the whole point is to make the other guy laugh. And hopefully... You in the course of doing that, you make other people laugh who are listening.
Yeah, everybody has a good time.
And I said, and I finally had to say, darling, you understand this? These are characters that were, you know, we're just really hyping it up to try to make each other laugh. He goes, oh, I guess I never thought of that.
I mean, we both have these wicked senses of humor,
right?
Outside of this,
yes.
But half of the shit that's said on here, we don't. It's like you said. That's a perfect way to put it. It's turning it up to 11.
If you can't,
for the fucking shock value, that's it. We can't fully admit it.
From this point of view, if you can't tell when we're, you know, fucking around, when we're being serious, then you know, So did you give him the?
It's TGO Radio. It's TGO Radio. Mm-hmm. So you find it on most platforms.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We'll see. Who knows?
And you get your appraisal back, and it's in.
Sheesh. Nah, you know what? We did all right with this. It's nice when you're basically, when you're working with family on it.
Yeah.
And nobody's looking to
fuck anybody else.
Make any money on it. Right, things go right. We're going to end up with half of it back anyway.
Yeah.
Down the road. But
yeah. The ones we know about.
Yeah. Some we did eventually find out about.
Yeah, some we did find out about. It was just the one, right?
It's the only one I ever knew of. But
now, is that a situation, Jeff, where all of a sudden there was a family across town we found out about all of a sudden? Or how did that come out of the ether?
My dad was sitting out there in the living room. I forget when this was. Mid-2000s? Late 2000s?
Had to have been 10 or 15 years ago.
I think it was shortly before I got divorced. So let's say that was 08. Okay. Let's say mid-2000s.
Okay.
He was sitting out there in the living room. Phone rang. Woman on the other end of it. Is this? And he's, yeah.
Is this Mr. Fizmy?
Is this Mr. Fizmy? Yep. And she just started spilling her story. Saying, hey, I'm not looking for anything. I just thought you might like to know.
Now, your dad's brothers and sisters, there were a lot of them.
Five boys, five girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's only one child in the other family that your dad's dad kept across town.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what it was?
Right by where you used to live.
Okay.
Right. Right
out of Camp TGO.
Yeah, out of camp. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Man, you couldn't keep a family in a different state nowadays.
His dad's sister.
And back then, he headed across fucking town.
His dad's sister had a beauty shop.
Yeah.
Catty corner on the diagonal corner from where the college is there, by right in front of where you used to live.
Yeah, yeah.
Before that was just a parking lot. There was a building there, and she had a beauty shop in there. And so that woman's mother was a client of my aunt's, or his sister, my great aunt's.
Man.
You know?
Don't let them fool you into thinking that chicks weren't giving away pussy back in the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
They were fucking definitely giving it away.
Well,
people were just as needy and dumb as the 50s as they are right now.
Yeah. And you know what? It's easy to, a lot of times... especially my kids, man, my mom and dad were great people, but they weren't perfect. They had their faults and everything, but
that's everybody.
My kids have a tendency to put them up on this pedestal thinking they did no wrong. And,
they're human like everybody else.
Well, that's just it. My grandfather was human too.
Love that pussy. Man. And that was back in the days where what were you loving it for? Because there was no.
I'm pretty sure that this is a true story, but when Grandpa was dying, there was a phone call that came in there at the house, and I forget who answered it. I think it actually might have been your mother that answered the phone.
I've heard this story.
And it was that girl. She asked to speak to Grandpa, and Grandma got on the phone, I think she actually asked to speak to Grandma so that she could ask if she could speak to Grandpa, and... Yeah, so Grandma knew. What was she going to do?
No, I mean, it was
run
already...
off and take all them fucking kids with her?
Yeah, all those grown kids. Well, I bet that was uncomfortable in that house, though, for a while. When,
I'm sure it was.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, I almost found a rope last week Monday because I almost fucking Robin Williams to myself.
What happened?
What happened? Because I was sitting in the, what is now the TV room, used to be our studio.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was sitting in the TV room, and, I got a couch in there, and, I fucking stood up, adjusted my fucking cock and balls, and I folded my leg back underneath me and sat down, and for the first time in my 51 and nearly a half years, sat on my balls. Yeah.
They've reached that point,
buddy,
in their degradation. Huh?
It's all I can, you know. And the next thing you know, they're, you know, dripping into the toilet water, and then what are you going to do? You know, right. Then it's over.
Yeah.
You know, then you got to fight a gun.
Hanging out.
I think at that point you have to fucking. You know,
they're hanging out your shorts,
buddy. When I like you're fucking Milton Berling your way through life.
You gotta, you know, yeah, you know, some girls when they're doing something they got long hair, they'll take one of those little hair ties and tie their hair. You gotta do that with your fucking balls so you can wear a pair of shorts.
You ever seen those videos where someone takes like a basset hound's ears and ties it up on the top of his head? A
banana clip.
That's
what
I'm
gonna
fucking do with my cock or my fucking balls.
Your cock.
Well, no, buddy, my cock is nowhere near hanging as low as these balls are. Those things are...
Your balls have fucking... they've outpaced the rod, have they?
Jeff, those things are a disgrace. There's no excuse for this. Oh. It is.
Like two fucking packs of silly putty hanging there.
When I tell you... when I tell you...
You copy cartoons onto the funny papers and those things.
That's the oldest... that's an old reference.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, when I tell you that I went, God damn it. Like, so I'm like, well, this is it. I either got to find a way to live with dignity or blow my fucking brains out. Because I've had it. Now, what happens, for those who may not know, or for those who haven't gotten there yet.
Youngsters.
Yes. What happens is that as you get older, your skin loses its elasticity. Mm-hmm. And so the byproduct of that for men tends to be your fucking ball bag is bouncing off your inseam.
Like a pair of fucking truck nuts just hanging there, bouncing in between the fucking...
And that's what we talk about. We talk about, you know, a chick had tits, you know, her tits were bouncing off her knees. That's what we're talking about.
Yep,
it's the same thing.
Yep.
And, buddy, I mean, when I tell you, I don't have a rope in the house strong enough or else I'd have ended it. Ended it.
Nor a supporting beam in that place.
No, I'd have to get up in the attic, yeah. Yeah, that was a few minutes where I just sat there and went.
Is this it? Is this where it all ends?
Yeah. Just fling myself into traffic. Man, that was a distressing moment.
You know what, though? With today's cars and shit, you'd fling yourself out into traffic and all the fucking automatic fucking safety features would fucking break the cars before they ever got to your ass.
We could only keep his brain and balls alive. No! Oh, it was distressing.
Fucking miserable, ain't it?
Oh.
You go to take a piss and zip your fly. Just get the fuck out of the way. Where's my dick? I can't piss out of the end of my balls.
You gotta shake some length into it so you can piss.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that.
Gotta look at porn before I go to the bathroom. Just to, so I can get a fucking couple of fingers on it.
I will say, I quit grabbing that fucker a long time ago. I just let it flop over the top. I just...
Piss on whatever.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't care.
I clean my own stuff. I don't give a damn what happens to it. It's piss anywhere. Fuck it. I was watching Poor Things when that happened, which, as I mentioned...
Was a...
On the show last week.
Miserable.
Is a shit show.
Miserable hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever it is.
It's garbage.
Yeah. Hey, we had the Oscars last week, didn't we?
I went 5-1.
Yeah, okay. What'd you miss?
Lily Gladstone did not win Best Actress. Emma Stone won it for Poor Things.
Oh, huh.
And if you've not seen Poor Things, the upshot of it is that it's telling you that you're not really your true self as a woman until you're selling pussy, attending meetings of the local chapter of socialists, converting to lesbian, and keep a man on a leash.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that's the
good to know.
That's the upshot of that movie. And you can watch that movie and come to a different conclusion. But I'm telling you, if you come to a different conclusion, you're wrong. That's what the movie is telling you.
Yeah.
That's not why it stinks. Because I've said.
Oh, really?
Because I've
sounds
set,
like enough to me.
I've sat through. No, it's tedious.
Yeah.
In the fact that it's getting to that is a little, and I like Emma Stone. That's the problem. I like her a lot. I just this was not the movie. It's just, you know, it was not it. But I missed that one. But I got, so I went 5-1. So.
Okay. Right on.
Update and correction to that one as well. That so then I said that Robert Downey Jr. had been nominated for 2 Oscars. It had 3. He got nominated for Chaplin.
Oh, yes. Yeah, of course.
Which I had completely forgotten about.
Yeah, me too.
So.
Yep.
But I went 5-1.
There you go. That's about usually what you go on those.
The well, for several years, well, let me not say several, but for a few years, and I was writing opinion columns back in the old days.
Yeah.
I would not even see the movies, but I would make the picks based on political correctness.
No, that's right. And I remember that.
Politically correct Oscar picks. And those were the years where I would go 6-0. Lily Gladstone not winning for Killers of the Flower Moon. And I think this is a fairly widely subscribed to theory. And I never believed it, but I'm starting to.
Yeah.
That the Academy does not like to give acting Oscars to 2 minorities in the same year.
Really?
This is something I first
like even
heard,
now, even today?
Even today.
Wow, that's...
And I said on the show, I'm like, I bet they can't wait to give it to an Indian.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they gave it to Emma Stone. And no matter how much they diversify and add foreigners and this, that, and the other thing. And it's something I heard several years ago for the first time. And I started, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago paying attention to it finally.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, this I'll might be actually damn. Be a thing.
It's a fucking thing, isn't it?
Because I don't understand how you think Emma Stone had a better performance than Lily Gladstone did. She was awfully good in that movie.
What was Lily Gladstone in?
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Right, gotcha.
That Scorsese movie. And which, by the way.
Is that good?
Ask me what that's about.
What's that about?
About 3.5 hours.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Much too goddamn long.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about this.
And by the way, it's a 2.5 hour story. It's not a 3.5 hour story. It's a 2.5 hour story they've stretched out to 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
There's no reason it needs to be that long. Oppenheimer is 3 hours and feels like it's 2.
Yeah, right.
It's just competently edited. And
I love a movie that's long like that and feels like you've been there 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Fucking love it. It's a good movie.
Killers of the Flower Moon is not that movie. It's fine. I didn't dislike it at all, but it did not need to be 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I just read the book, and the book was okay, too. But book reader. But anyway.
Three hours. Did you saw it in the theater, of course, right?
Killers of the Flower Moon? Yeah.
Did they do an intermission?
No.
Do they do that anymore with long movies?
People are trying to bring that back.
I remember they did. People, last time I remember going to the theater, and I was a teenager, was The Right Stuff back in the...
Well, that was the early 80s.
And they that movie was like, oh my, I think almost 4 hours.
Very
man.
Long movie.
That's a good movie, though.
If you see, I saw Godfather 2 in a theater 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah, that's a 3 hour flick, isn't it?
Like Godfather 1 and 2 back to back, and 2 had an intermission in it.
Wow.
But that, this, you know, it was 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
I think it was whenever the anniversary of it was. Yeah. So, of the first one.
Right on.
I keep waiting for him to do something for Pulp Fiction that I haven't seen anything yet.
What are we at, 30?
30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
94, right? Jeez.
We've got bumper stickers coming. We do.
Who?
We.
The show?
TGO Radio, yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Where'd you get bumper stickers?
They're fucking expensive.
Did you order them online or something?
Yeah. I don't want to say the website, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. Yeah, it's... They're...
Right on.
I'm going to put them on magnets, so we don't have to put them on... So, like, they're going to...
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a damn good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to... It's like the Pornhub logo, except it says TGO Radio.
That's great.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Great. We'll get a cease and desist from them, too.
Well, it's all right. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. But that's coming. That's exciting news.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
It's a fucking fortune. What am I going to do with the other? You know, what am I going to do with them? Yeah. You know?
Order a gross. You get a break at 1,000.
Well, your great. Case of stickers showed up. Awesome. Great. That's great. Thanks for that. That felt amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've been trying to be good eating-wise. On vacation last week, I didn't have fast food one time during the whole week.
Good.
I ate at home. I told you I was smashing those English muffin, folded egg, and
yeah, you did.
Smashing. Nice. I mean, it takes 5 minutes to make everything, and you slam them into your dumb face. It's art. It's so good.
Yeah.
But I've been taking stuff to work to eat and trying to, you know. Now, tomorrow, that's for Friday, I'll go out and get some chicken nugs or something. But
sure.
Yeah, but.
Yeah. You know what? You do that once a week. It's better than doing it every fucking day.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I need to do. Like, I need to start with that. Start
like,
by.
Eat like an adult.
Buddy, I took.
I'm with you because I've been trying to do that too the last couple of weeks.
I took a can of Dinty Moore beef stew to work today.
Gross.
Buddy, first of all, just because it looks and smells like wet dog food.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's fucking Alpo.
I got to tell you.
It's good?
It's amazing.
Really?
And my GM goes, hey, here's what you do.
Uh-oh. He got a hack for you?
Does he?
Do we have a TGO Dinty Moore hack? Whoa, boy.
There's a show title. You're a Dinty Moore hack.
I am a hack, that's for sure.
Texas toast, and then pour the Dinty Moore on top of it.
Goddamn open. That's like a beef Manhattan without the potatoes. well, you got potatoes in the...
I used to date a girl.
Yeah.
I named Beef Manhattan. It was her nickname. for the obvious reasons. Saying she had
did you smother in gravy?
In a matter of speaking, I did. I'm saying she had a huge pussy, folks, is what I'm telling you. or biscuits.
Yeah, sure.
I went, what? I'm not creative. I don't cook. I don't know. And he said that, and I lost my mind.
There you go.
I was, man. Fuck, yes.
That sounded like a can of Dinty Moore beef stew.
Okay. Funny.
Probably smelled like it, too.
Funny you say that. Because.
Like a beef stew farting ass.
It's funny you say that. Because I had to, like, pre-filter to make sure it wasn't shit.
How do you do that?
I don't know. The sphincter.
Just let a little out?
The sphincter is a marvelous.
Fucking nose, don't it?
Yeah, it's a sphincter nose. Yes.
Please tell me you warmed it up first. You didn't just eat it out of
the can. No, fuck you out of your fucking mind. Fucking hobo. Whatever the fuck that is.
Shit on a shingle.
No fucking.
Remember that chip beef on toast?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I actually kind of like that.
That's taking you way back to that.
That's going back, baby.
To the Depression.
Yeah. Well, we got a little bit of flour, some water, and just these beef leavings.
Yeah, beef leavings.
What can we make?
I also know a girl I nicknamed Beef Leavings.
Beef Leavings? Yeah.
They both had huge pussies, I guess is what I'm getting at, folks.
What about old beef tartare?
Keep her out of this.
Yeah? I'm sorry. Beef tartare.
Tartare. Putting the tar back in tarred, folks. Man, yeah, so that was kind of my... And I had some of that yesterday, too. I took some Dinty Moore to work yesterday, too. Tomorrow I got it. Well, but tomorrow is Friday, so I'll let myself get some chicken nugs tomorrow. And the interesting thing is... When you eat fries and nugs and you shit immediately because it's all the grease. It just pushes whatever's in your system out.
Oh, yeah.
When you get old, that does happen to you. And I've not had that problem for 2 weeks.
No, I hear you.
Because I'm eating like a fucking...
Because you're eating like a fucking 50-year-old.
Something closer to a grown-up. Not quite, but something closer, yeah.
I cannot tell you the last time I had a chicken nugget. Of any kind, really. Especially,
can I tell you?
Especially McDonald's chicken nugget.
Can I tell you? And I'm not even being funny. you're missing out.
No, I know.
They are the bee's knees.
I don't dislike them. I do like them for, you know, a lot of people. It's not a nugget. It's fucking chopped up breast chicken.
I know it's delicious.
Too.
I don't give a fuck what it is. Mm-hmm. I've had 1.8 billion of them in my life and never once got sick from them. All right. You can't say that about Chipotle for fuck's sake. All right.
Dude, I don't eat Chipotle. Every fucking time I eat that shit, I get sick.
Do you really?
I mean, fucking root beer fountain sick. Boy, can I get to the toilet fast enough? I shit a lot. You get it?
Oh! I went a whole other way with this.
Did you?
Yeah, I was root beer dispenser.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the fountain like the old days in the 20s.
God damn, that's that old fucking Love Brothers bit from the truck stop bit. Remember Love Brothers truck stop, that fucking root beer fountain, man? First time I heard that, I laughed my fucking balls off.
What's your fast food go-to? Mine in the last few years has been McDonald's. But what's your go-to?
Taco Bell.
I could have guessed that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll go to McDonald's because I actually really like a McDonald's double cheeseburger, plain.
Double cheeseburger, double murder. First, I fuck Grimace, and then the hamburger.
And you behind the counter, get down on the floor.
Does Doug even fucking know that song?
Because I fuck a clown knows a little bit more.
What was the band? It was No Time.
No Time.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the song is called Clown Nose.
Clown Nose.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Love that fucking beginning, man.
Double cheeseburger, double murder.
Shamrock shakes and shit. I went to the John in San Juan Capistrano.
I went to the prom with Stacey Milano.
Went mono with Ronald McDonald. I say I went mono with Ronald McDonald. Yeah, I filled up his face with chicken McNuggets. And then I took off his clown nose and started to fuck it. I fucked the clown nose, dance. Put your dickie on the record. Double cheeseburger, double murder. First I fuck Grimace and then the hamburger. Bust into McDonald's, bust out my Mac 10. Put your paper hat on, put my french fries in. And you behind the counter, get down on the floor. Cause I fuck a clown nose a little bit more.
Yeah! When I tell you, I used to, in the very, very, very early days of this show, might even have been 2005 even, there was a website I used to go to, and all it had was like, well, no, it wasn't all it had, but one of the cross tabs or whatever was audio files. And you could go through and just listen and download whatever. That was where I found that.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What, do you think that was... We've been listening to this for a long fucking
time.
Well, and it was a coincidence, too, because we used the clown noses for mic filters, remember? Boy,
I mean, in the early days of this show, the first...
Oh, we fucking hack.
Oh. I mean, it was...
It was fly by night, baby.
We were so proud of it.
Oh, we were.
Remember when I was at your house that day and we watched a video on the equipment that eventually became this setup?
Yes.
And I was angry because I never thought about doing the right way.
Yes. Yep.
My music file on this external hard drive, by the way, is completely empty.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's not good.
No. Everything else has got
hey,
stuff.
It's not good.
I got it. Yeah, thank God I got my file of pirated Foghorn Leghorn cartoons, though. That's still there. Sheesh. Smile when you say
You know what, though? Think about this. That's good because, you know, pretty soon, I mean, you're, what are you, 51,
51
and a half?
Almost a half.
Okay. Mm. So the hemorrhoids are going to start. And then you, with those balls, like you got that built-in, you know, cushion you can sit on to keep, you know, from
What do you mean the hemorrhoids are going to start? What does that mean?
What happens when you get old?
Jeff, it's the end.
No, it is.
If I lost the ability to get a hard on, I'll live with that. The first sign of a hemorrhoid, brains on the walls. I won't do it.
Yeah.
No, I won't. My fucking father is 76 years old. He'll be 77 in July. I'm over there yesterday, and he hands me a piece of cardboard with a phone number hastily scratched on it.
Okay. Yeah.
And right below that, 1995 plus S and H. I want you to help me out with this. Wait, let me finish. He goes, I want you to help me out with this. I'm like, all right, what? He goes, it's these glasses I saw on a commercial, and I want, they get, to help keep the sun out, and I want to get a pair. I go, all right. He goes, but Nancy has a debit card, and I don't trust him. So what I want you to do is call the number. I swear to you this is true. I want you to call the number and have them send me an order form so that I can send them a check and get these glasses. And I went, you have got to be out of your fucking minds. Because do you know what I'm not doing? Any of that shit. None of that. And I go, tell me what you're ordering here. And he explained it to me.
Yeah.
Wrap around sunglasses or whatever the fuck they are. So I hop on my phone. I had two for the price he was just about to pay for one. They're showing up at his house tomorrow from Amazon.
Uh-huh.
I had it done in 3 minutes. And I said, look, something like this comes up in the future, do not fucking call a number and order. But he's 76, and I'm telling you, if it gets to that point for me, brains on the walls. It's over. I want it to be over.
Yes, hello, sunglass place. How can we help you? Hang on, let me put you on hold for a second, sir.
Anybody know where we left the forms?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 20th century.
Yeah. 1981 and shipping and handling. What?
Fucking Amazon, baby.
That's what I told him. So anything comes up, let me know and I'll take care of this for you. Don't call a fucking number.
You write me a check. Thurston.
He goes, I'll have to have her go to the ATM for you. I go, Dad, it's
$20.
It's on the house, Dad.
It's all right.
No.
Fucking do that shit.
I don't need your $20.
I don't need your $20, Dad. I'm good.
I don't know how to tell you this. Despite my poor financial decisions, I'm doing well. I don't need, you know, your fucking...
Despite the first 45 years of my life, Dad.
I don't need
your... I've been okay.
I don't need your gimmick. Keep the gimmick. For about 7 years now, I've been doing all right. That's my advice to the young people. I never made a dime in my life till I was 44 years old. You want to know why? Because I didn't want the responsibility that came with making more than fucking $12 an hour. Okay? But I'll tell you this. Making a lot more money is great. Mm-hmm. It's really fun. So
yes,
don't
is.
Wait till you're in your early 40s like I did to not be a jerk off. Do it sooner in life.
Now.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. That's my only tip for the youngsters. And aim for the face. Don't
there you go.
Yeah, don't.
Look, there's enough people on this planet. Just stop.
Yeah. Yeah, don't let all fucking fertile stop. Myrtle talk you into no.
Fucking stop.
I heard you.
Stop.
Who's still having kids on purpose? I said that last week, but who's still having kids? Stop it. What are we doing? Stop. Huh. What are we here for if we're not going to reproduce? I'll tell you what we're fucking here for. Apparently, what we're here for is to produce more people to fund our shitty social fucking programs. Kiss my ass. You're going to pay me, you piece of shit. I'm going to fucking sit at home at 62 and a half. I don't give a damn if I have to eat fucking mac and cheese and dog food to fucking do it. Fuck you. I'm 62 and a half. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm 11 years away. Kiss my ass.
Dude, I am less than 10.
My whole fucking ass.
I am less than 10. In fact,
Yeah.
Coming up on 9 years here.
That's awesome, man. Mm-hmm. I'm so fucking pumped for you. I will be so jealous when you get to retire, you mm-hmm. piece of shit.
I'm going to fucking drive by and honk at you every fucking day and wave at you
yeah.
in the front window.
Till the day you come home and find me living in your basement. Jeff, I dipped out of society. I'm out. Yeah, I'm not going to do it anymore. I dipped out.
We should just do that. We should move you into the basement, have a fake funeral for you, and be done with it. Just name me as your beneficiary, and I'll just fucking
a beneficiary hand... of what?
He's gonna get Social Security.
Okay, well, yikes.
Yeah, maybe.
I would tell my son he'd be in on it. He'd be like, "All right, he'd be cool.
He'd be all right."
Yeah,
with
yeah.
It, yeah.
Oh yeah. He'd be totally cool.
Yeah,
with some defrauding of the federal government, he'd be way down for that.
He'd be all right.
Oh
he?
Yes, he would. Yeah. Yeah, he sure would. Spent all my money on podcast gear and fucking, you know, movie posters or whatever. Another show where I got to cut out a fuck ton of stuff. God damn it. Why can't we just do a show where we don't have to edit out a bunch of stuff? All right, let's go to some news now on TGR Radio, everybody.
Let's get to some news now on TGO Radio.
I just said that, American Hitler.
That is not American Hitler.
What do you mean?
That is fucking Dom DeLuise from Blazing Saddles.
Okay, faggot. What's next?
What's next, faggot? Or yeah, I got it backwards.
Okay, faggot. What's next?
You tell me that's not the same voice.
That sounds just like
very similar. It's
very similar.
We want to warn you that the next story has images of frostbite damage to hands. Almost 2 months after a dangerous cold snap, some Kansas Cityans, including Chiefs fans, are now facing life-changing decisions.
Leaving your hands out and getting exposed like a bunch of Kansas City faggots, huh?
Jump around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots. Cannot be that.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? I had you people try to get a little track lead, not to jump around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots.
God damn it.
I told you that's going to be in theaters starting.
Yes.
September.
Yeah, we have to
Very
go.
We must.
We have to go.
I'd get tickets tomorrow if I could.
We want to warn you that the next story has images of frostbite damage to hands. Almost 2 months after a dangerous cold snap, some Kansas Cityans, including Chiefs fans, are now facing life-changing decisions. Fox 4's Dave DeMarco is live at Research Medical Center.
Fingers, yes or no?
I prefer yes. Yeah. Left to my own devices, thank you, yes. Fingers, please. Fingers, please. Fingers, comma, please.
Please tell me these are the idiots that were at the football game with their shirts and shit off.
Yep.
Oh, thank fucking Christ.
Yep.
Good. Cut their fucking hands off.
And let me tell you that.
Imbeciles.
Let me tell you something. This should be a much bigger story than it is. This should be an enormous scandal. And it's not. But there's lots of people losing fingers, etc.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because they were stupid and took their fucking clothes off at the football game?
Yup.
Well, fuck them.
No, I agree, but...
Yeah.
With the details tonight. Dave?
Dave's not here.
Christelle, the medical director here at Grossman Burns Center, says 70% of the patients that she saw for frostbite after that bitter cold are now having to schedule amputations.
Good.
Jerk off.
Burn survivors gathered at Research Medical Center for a second annual reunion tonight. Jack Daly came to the Grossman Burn Center in July when the heat index was 110.
Did he have like a celebratory bonfire or something?
I had a lighter. Did I light the...
It was just like light my fire by the doors. This is the background music. Hot, hot, hot by Dexter.
By The Cure?
Yeah. Well, no, that one too.
Buster Poindexter.
And I also had an aerosol spray can there of spray
Eternal
paint.
Flame by the Bengals.
Fight Fire with Fire by Metallica.
Oh, shit. Damn.
The heat with the grill combination, the lighter exploded, then it ignited the spray can.
But the burn center is now dealing with injuries from far different weather conditions.
People think of burns and they think of fire. They think of hot thermal injuries. But burns can happen from many different causes.
Garcia told us,
"You're ugly. Burn."
Frank Burns? Is he making a special appearance?
He's long gone, right?
Larry's been gone for a while.
Long time.
Dozens of frostbite patients. Many of those Chiefs fans who attended the playoff game where it was -4 and a wind chill of -27 at kickoff.
You're a jerk off.
Yeah. Keep drinking. Keep fucking drinking. Yeah. I'm fine. I'll be all right. No, I'm good. I don't need your gloves. No, I'm fine. Go Chiefs.
I mean, to be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair, they didn't win a world championship, so.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know what? So now their fans are going, hey, we're number one.
Yes, with the one finger they have left, you mean? Yes.
Everybody put your stumps in the air.
I might give you a pinky finger if you tell me the Niners are going to win one next year. I might give you a pinky. I mean, Ronnie Lott gave a finger to win a world championship. Shit. Good enough for him, it's good enough for me.
Two in the pink and none in the stink because I ain't got none left. Honey, I'd love to give you the shocker, but you know that damn football game. Sorry.
Yeah, I know, Clarence. Jesus, two in the pink, none in the stink.
Broke one off in the stink the other night. Literally.
God, my fingers hurt. I wonder what the hell's going on here. I wonder if that was that prolonged exposure to the -4. You're a jerk off.
Wonder if it was the inebriation and the fact that I was shirtless for the entire fucking game.
Some of these people had their gloves off for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And they have to give up digits because of that.
That's fucking idiots.
That's wild.
Who attended the playoff game where it was -4 and a wind chill of -27 at kickoff. The images you're about to see show the severe effect of frostbite from a Chiefs fan who took his gloves off for 5 minutes to put up a tent.
Patients who had their frostbite.
I'll put up a tent for you for nothing. Such as it is.
Frostbite injuries. During that cold snap that we had along with the Chiefs game, they're just now getting to the point where we are starting to discuss their amputations that might be necessary.
And for the estimated 30% lucky enough to avoid amputation after undergoing treatment the past few weeks in hyperbaric oxygen tanks.
Oxygen tanks?
Dude, I'm telling you what, man, I put a lot of fucking money down on that game. I fucking lost an arm and a leg. I lost my ass on that Chiefs game.
Sir, I don't know how to tell you this, but your ass is going to have to be amputated.
No! Fucking lost my ass on that game. Jesus Christ.
I heard you. Lost my ass. So fucking stupid. I tell you, hey, I'm all right now, but last week I lost my ass because of frostbite, you know? Hey, I'm all right now, but last week.
How cold was it?
Enough to avoid amputation after undergoing treatment the past few weeks in hyperbaric oxygen tanks.
Is still a lifelong process. They will have sensitivity and pain. Typically for the rest of their lives and will
good.
Yeah.
always be more susceptible to frostbite in the future. So we're also educating.
Well, maybe in the future they'll stay in a fucking house.
Uh-oh. All right, Kleenex.
Uh-oh. Are we out?
Well, there's...
We got one more, huh?
Yeah, a couple. Wrapped up and have to get some. Yeah. So why don't you tell these dummies? Educate them. Now, you know what? Nah. Listen, don't. If I were you, I'd tell them, look, this is really just a fluke. It really is just a fluke. Next time it's this cold with wind chills like that, go ahead and do the same thing again. In fact, why don't you just leave your whole fucking head exposed, okay?
Frostbite in the future. So we're also educating them to make sure they stay warm over these next months and years to come.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Heartbreaking and amazing there. You know, I've heard of a player, Ronnie Lott, having his finger amputated before to avoid surgery and be able to play.
Yeah, well, that was a little bit of a different story. Yeah. Ronnie Lott had a finger pushed back to the top of his hand during a game, and they gave him two options. Ronnie, he played for the beloved Niners.
Yeah.
And they said, Ronnie, you can either have this finger amputated and play next week, or you can have a surgery and miss the rest of the year. And Ronnie Lott said, take the finger.
Fuck it, take it. I got one on the other hand.
That is a badass motherfucker. That is a level of badassery I will never fucking know.
Defensive guy, right?
Yeah. I want to say he was a safety.
I think so. I think you're right.
But I could be wrong on that. If only we had access to a device that could
I know. It's fucking amazing.
Well, maybe someday in the future we will. You know.
Future's looking bright.
Okay.
Here, Ronnie Lott having his finger amputated before to avoid surgery and
be able
to play.
It's nowhere close to the
fucking
same
idiot.
Story. It's nowhere close.
Signed up for this or would have made different wardrobe decisions if they knew what they are
Wait
now
a minute.
Facing.
Rewind that.
We were hoping to ask one of those fans that tonight was supposed to be on the speaker list for this reunion. But he didn't make it.
How do you not know to dress up in the fucking cold? Are you an imbecile?
Listen, everybody has the same local fucking news that everybody else has. And when it gets shitty like that, they tell you every 5 fucking minutes how to dress, what to do, what not to do. So you've got no fucking excuse, you moron.
Oh.
Boy, if only there was a 4-hour local newscast where they told me every fucking 5 minutes how to properly prepare for this kind of, adverse weather. Huh. Well, I wish we had that in a small little burg like Kansas City.
we're
fucking dolts. God damn, I hate people.
Lots.
God damn it.
Starting at a left cornerback position, Lott switched to safety position in 1985.
Jesus.
And his pinky finger amputated after the 85 season when it was crushed while tackling running back Timmy Newsom. And a bone graft surgery would not have allowed him to start the 86 season. So he said, take the finger.
Take it.
Yep. That's beautiful. But you're right. If it's a -4 wind chill, or
no, -4 temp,
and -27 wind chill, and you go out to a football game, it's an open air stadium,
and drink like an idiot,
you might be a dildo and deserve whatever you get.
I mean, unless you had a fucking ski mask on the whole time, you're going to get exposure burns.
Yeah.
Months and years to come.
I ain't going to get burned. It's -27. Donald Trump told me I wouldn't get burned because it's cold.
Trump Biden too, huh?
Oh, my God.
Electric what boogaloo.
Jesus Christ. This is the best we've got. This is the best we've got.
No, because we tear down everybody else that ever runs for office. So we, you know.
Jesus. Fucking welcome to Rome.
Can't wait for the rematch.
Of a player, Ronnie Lott.
Are we going to have a live show?
I think we probably have to do something. This November.
Yeah.
It's November the 5th this year.
Yes. Well, I'll be on vacation that week because I take the week of my birthday off every year. So
remember the 5th of December. November.
Heartbreaking and amazing there. You know, I've heard of a player, Ronnie Lott, having his finger.
You've heard of a player.
Amputated before.
Great reporting.
Surgery and be able to play.
I've heard of a jerk off in local news.
I've heard of shitty reporters in local news stations.
Yes. With 5 second delays. You gotta have a 5 second delay in case you get accosted by a minority on the street and you gotta tell them to fuck off.
Speaking of Donald Trump and presidents, I was had the news on for a second this morning and there was a woman, an American citizen, that lives over in, let's see, who's Hamas? Is that Palestine?
Yeah.
That's Palestine, right? And then Israel's the one? Okay. Yeah. So,
Israel's.
A woman, an American woman, citizen, living in Palestine. And she's
It's all Israel, but they.
She got caught up in a fucking bombing thing, whatever. And they're interviewing her, and she's all pissed off. I should have fucking found this clip. I forgot about it until just now. But she's like, I'm married, and I swear to God, she sounds like just like these backwoods idiots they fucking interview over here at the Walmart when they go for opinions on. She's like, American citizen living over here, and I get caught up in this bombing. I need answers on this, Joe Biden.
There's Jeff.
What the fuck,
Jeff? The silence you guys heard at home. I stared at Jeff in wide-eyed disbelief. There is no way that sentence was said on the news.
You want me to fucking find it?
It's impossible. There is no way that was said. Are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I see. Okay. Well, I can give you the answer. The answer is Hamas fucked around, and they're finding out.
Do you have it?
No.
Oh.
Heartbreaking and amazing there. You know, I've heard of a player, Ronnie Lott, having his finger amputated before to avoid surgery and be able to play. But I don't know how many fans would have actually signed up for this or would have made different wardrobe decisions.
I disagree. I think once you take off any clothing in temperatures like that, you've made a decision.
We cannot tell people, hey, look, sorry you lost your fingers. This is your fault. You did this. Nobody else is to blame. You did this.
You, my friend, are a dildo and a jerk off, and that's why you had this issue.
We're now facing. We were hoping to ask one of those fans that tonight was supposed to be on the speaker list for this reunion, but he didn't
make
it out here.
What did he just fucking say? Speaker list.
I keep saying this. When you get them off prompter.
Oh, yeah.
They've got nothing to say to you. They can't talk to you.
Like, just how bitterly cold that night was, and hopefully a warmer forecast ahead. Let's send it back to Alex in the weather center.
Oh, so you're saying as the Earth gets closer to the sun, it's going to have warmer forecasts than the -4.
Fake news.
Yeah.
Earth is flat,
obviously,
stupid.
Going back to that bitterly cold day in Kansas City, actually had several days of this kind of cold, right? The Chiefs against the Dolphins, January 13th. By the way, this was the coldest Chiefs game in Arrowhead history, along with a top five coldest NFL game ever. Kickoff temperature -4, the wind chill -25 to -27, depending on where you were in the metro. Frostbite time took at the maximum 30 minutes. You saw there and. During Dave's package there that,
well,
frostbite can occur in
Dave's package.
I don't believe that guy that said he took his gloves off for 5 minutes.
In 5 minutes in these kinds of conditions. As far as coldest games in NFL history, that playoff game against the Dolphins, that was the -4 spot. #1, some of you might remember, Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Packers the Cowboys in the Ice Bowl.
So, pause this. Can we look up and see how many of the idiot amputations there were after the fucking Ice Bowl?
Well, I hope all of them. Stay in the fucking house. What are you doing? So dumb.
The maintenance crew's out there after the game sweeping up the bleachers and shit. Okay, put the
you put the paper in this pile, the plastic in that pile, and the fucking fingers in that pile.
It's like the Civil War. You'd turn any building into a hospital back in those days, huh, folks? Mm. Well, we will stop here for the evening. We'll see you next week on TGO Radio.
The show is over!